This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's calling Russian President Putin a crazy SOB. The president spoke at a fundraiser for his reelection campaign last night in San Francisco. He was talking about climate change at the time, but went on to say, and we're quoting, "We always have to worry about nuclear conflict." The president's also apparently weighing what to do about immigrants coming across the border with Mexico.
The White House is exploring options President Biden could deploy without congressional approval to enact a crackdown at the southern border. Three people familiar with the deliberations say the administration's considering using provisions of federal immigration law that former President Trump repeatedly used, specifically a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to the national interest. It could be used in a variety of ways, including having the ban kick in when illegal border crossings hit a certain number. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Now to that ruling from Alabama's Supreme Court that frozen embryos can be considered children. The largest hospital in the state is pausing in vitro fertilization treatments, trying to figure out whether its patients or doctors could face criminal charges. It's the University of Alabama at Birmingham. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The ruling involves wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. The ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court prompted a wave of concern about the future of IVF treatments in the state. Patients called clinics to see if scheduled IVF treatments would continue as providers are consulting with attorneys. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Fire at a high-rise in Chicago sent seven people to hospitals, including a baby in critical condition. One person jumped out of a window and survived. This is AP News. Now to the shakeup at Boeing.
There's an executive shakeup at Boeing weeks after a door panel blew out on a flight. Boeing says its 737 jetliner program head is leaving, allowing the company to name new leadership at the troubled division. Ed Clark's departure comes weeks after the panel blowout on a Boeing 737 MAX 9. Accident investigators said bolts that helped secure the panel to the plane's frame were missing. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker had then criticized the company for not paying enough attention to safety. Boeing says its executive changes are part of an enhanced focus on both safety and quality. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Beyonce is the first black woman to top Billboard's country music chart. Her new single, Texas Hold'em, is number one this week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.